6. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. When you find it, say amen. Amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right. Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to look at verse 10. I'm going to begin at verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. This one you all should know by heart. Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Amen. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. Verse 10. Amen. King James Version of the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. If you would pray with me for 1 second. Eternal God, our Father, we come this morning, Lord God, as humble as we know how. Lord God, thanking you for this day. Father God, thanking you for this opportunity to be together with believers of you, Father God. We pray this morning, Lord God, that this word would fall on fertile ground. Lord God, that it wouldn't fall amongst the thorns and the thistles, Lord God, that it would be beneficial to every ear, every heart, every soul that hears it and receives it on this day. Father God, we just thank you for who you are. Lord God, we thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your preparation for us to be with you, that you have gone to prepare a place for us who accept you as our Lord and Savior. Lord God, we just thank you today. Lord, for the awesome provisions that you provide for us each and every day. Lord God, it's not because of our goodness, but Lord God, it's because of your mercy and your grace. And we say thank you today. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen, amen. It's good to see everybody this morning. Amen. I want to talk about his strength. His strength. His strength. My brothers and sisters, we try to do too many things in this life based on our own strength. Based on our own power, based on our own merit, Lord, based on our own understanding. Bible says, lean not to your own understanding, but what? All our ways acknowledge him. We lean too much on our own strength. Amen. There's some enemies out there that you can't defeat by yourself. Amen. You've been trying for a mighty long time. Some of y'all been trying to stop lying and you can't. Some of us have been trying to stop gossiping, but we can't. Some of us have been trying to stop chasing women, and we can't. And I said, y'all can't. Some of y'all have been stopped. You know, some of y'all want to stop being a gold digger. You know, you see the dude with them Jordans on, and in the car with the nice car, and he smell good. Y'all, but you can't stop because you're trying to do it on your own strength. His strength, my brothers and sisters, is what we have to fight with. Look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, again, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong, finally. I love the fact that he said finally. Finally. Let's look at this particular epistle that was written by Paul. And mind you, my brothers and sisters, Paul is in jail when he writes this. Paul is locked up in prison when he writes this. How many of y'all going to listen to somebody with an opinion? But look at God. Look how he works. Amen. He can use whoever he wants to. Hallelujah, church. This particular epistle was circulated among the churches of Asia Minor. This epistle very well passed through the churches at Ephesus. And this is where we are in Ephesians. And it was one of the largest cities in Asia Minor. So Ephesus was one of the largest cities in Asia Minor. So this was a very prominent place, amen, where there were a lot of people. There were a lot of things going on at Ephesus, amen? So it addresses itself to no specific problem in the church. You know, a lot of Paul's writings, when he wrote to the church, he said, okay, y'all are participating in some things that are evil. There's some sexual sin going on. There's some financial things that are going on. There's some hating and there's some hatred and there's some problems. But he wasn't specific with this epistle that he wrote. So I believe that this covers general issues and problems within the church. Amen. Do we have any general problems and issues in the church this morning? Well, I believe this word is going to fall in your lap today, and it should help you. Amen. In your walk. Amen. But it speaks only of general problems that believers everywhere have in common. We all have some common issues. That's why when I was singing a song, some of us have baby mama drama. Some of us got a crazy baby's daddy that we deal with. Some of us are dealing with health problems. Some of us are dealing with problems on the job. Some of us are dealing with issues in school. Some of us are dealing with problems within our marriage, within our relationships. Amen? Some of us are just dealing with problems in the streets. We're trying to walk right, but the streets keep on pulling us. Some of us are dealing with addiction problems. You know, we're trying to say no, but everybody keeps saying yes. Everybody come by the house and, man, come on. Well, just come on, man, you know. You ain't got to put nothing in. Just let us come chill with you. Amen? Some of y'all are dealing with that. Some of y'all trying to quit cussing. Ain't nobody trying to stop cussing. I don't quit lying. All right. Appreciate it, brother, sister, for being honest. Sister Mika pretend like she was stretching. She's just... I hope Ron don't see me. I'm the deaconess. Don't want nobody to know I be cussing. But when we look at Paul, when we look at how Paul looked at the church, Paul looked at the church and he looked at the church as members of Jesus' body possessing the closest possible relationship with him and each other. So when Paul wrote about, when he wrote to the church, he wanted the church to be whole. He wanted the church to be together. He wanted the church to be on the same page. Wouldn't it be awful if you want to go forward, your right foot want to go forward and your left foot want to go backwards? You realize that's why the church can't get nowhere now? Because we don't want to get on the same page. This side over here, amen, they want to do the stanky leg, amen. And this side over here, they want to Kane Wayne with it. We can't decide what we want to do. And Paul always wanted the church to be on one accord. Paul wanted the church to be touching and agreeing. He wanted husbands and wives and families and children to be on one accord. Amen. Isn't it hard to be on one accord? Some of y'all hot right now. Some of y'all freezing. Amen. God, don't make me make you raise your hand. Digger Smith trying to let the window down a while ago. I seen him. Got to hold them little buttons down on the side, Dig. Yeah, yeah. you get it now. Yeah. See, but we all on the same page. Amen. And that's what Paul wanted for the church. Now, I love when he said, finally, brethren. That means in conclusion. He said, I wrote you this letter. I told you all of this other stuff that you guys need to be doing. But listen, at the end of the day, this right here, finally. Finally, brethren. Isn't that awesome? Finally. Finally. He brings this thing to a conclusion. And he says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong. How many of us are confident in our strength in the Lord? That's easy to say on Sunday morning. But when you get to work, matter of fact, when you get closer to getting to work in the morning, it's that supervisor, that boss, that coworker that just mess you up. And then you don't deal with them based on Bible principles. You deal with them based on that stuff you learned. Amen? Some of y'all gonna get up in the morning, hit that clock. They better not mess with me this morning. I ain't for it today. I ain't. Let them say one word. You're going to get to work in the morning. They're going to hold a hand up to them. Good morning. You ain't going to put no sugar in your coffee. You just going to drink it black. Because you want to be fired up and ready. They better not say nothing. Anybody premeditate? Anybody feel like that? They better not. I got some reports ready for. They got to be ready for court. I got 8 court hearings next week. I ain't trying to hear nothing. Y'all better go on. I got to get these reports together. And then when I turn them in, my supervisor be looking over them. I got a college. You grading my paper? But you know what, guys? Let me tell you how God works. Had a bunch of reports due because I'm trying to get ready for this week. And you know what? For the first time ever, been working there 15 years, I turned one in, two, and I was swole up like... And we used to work together. I mean, this was like my coworker. Now she my supervisor. We used to talk about the supervisor together. You know? And now I turn my paperwork and I'm like, Turn it into a y'all. She, I got it back. It's on my desk. She signed it. No red. First one I ever. Perfect. But look at God. Because I'm telling you, I've been praying over these reports before I send them in. Lord, let this one be good. Lord, guide my hand, guide my fingers, Lord. Because if she keep on sending this thing back, I'm going to forget I'm Pastor McGuire. So I've been turning my reports in the strength of God. Woo, hallelujah, somebody. Y'all think it's crazy because I put God in my work? That's why I've been on the same job 15 years, because he kept me there, not me. I'm too stupid and ignorant to stay on a job 15 years. Y'all know how I'm smart, but if y'all in my family, y'all know I got a smart mouth. And I'll be church. So I said, yep, Sister Roberta, that's who I got it from. She called me her son. I picked up the stuff from your mama. You need to help us out. But not on our own strength, my brothers and sisters. But we have to depend on God in all facets of life. Amen? And the only way, and I love the way, amen, the Paul wrote this. Look at verse 11. Man, I'm going a whole way that I didn't intend to, but Holy Spirit, have your way. He said, put on the whole armor of God. Stop right there. Put on the whole armor of God. Paul didn't say, I'm going to put it on you. My brothers and sisters, it is a choice. He said, listen, church at Ephesus, listen, Ephesians, put on the whole armor of God. If you don't get up in the morning and put on the whole armor of God, you will show your tail at work tomorrow. Amen. If you don't put on the whole armor of God when you're dealing with your significant other, your husband or your wife, guess you're going to have some problems, because it's the strength of God that keeps us together. Amen. It ain't me and Candace. No, it ain't. Because if it was up to us, deuces. Chucking my deuces up. Was that Chris Brown? I'm moving on to something better, better, better. Trying to make it work. Yeah. Hey, Johnny, you know it, don't you? You be talking up, dude. You be leading them on. Love them and leave them fast. Y'all stay with me. Stay with me. But it's the power of God, my brothers and sisters, that we have to fight with. Amen? Now we don't fight again. See, and then it goes on to say, for we fight not, for we wrestle not. No, I can't go there yet. Wait. Put on the whole armor of God. How many of us, when we wake up in the morning, we want to put on the whole armor of God? I heard you say amen, but you're lying. Because you be thinking about putting on deodorant. I don't want to go to work musty. I got to get this shower. I got to get clean. Put on my cologne. Which cologne I'm going to wear today? They said they liked that one last week. I'm the world's worst. Tell me I smell good, I wear it. I got on a new one today. I'm just waiting for somebody to say something. It may not make the cut. You might have one on the way. I might have to give it to you. But it said put on the whole armor of God. But most of us putting on a pot of coffee. Woo! Because my brother, when we go out into the world, it's dangerous. Amen. When we leave here today, it's dangerous. Woo! Because Satan is out there. He's as a roaring lion seeking to whom he may devour. So he wants to mess you up. Because you have something in you that can save somebody else, that can pull you out of his grasp. And he wants to mess you up. So you got to put it on. Husbands and wives, he wants you to break up. Mothers and daughters, he wants you arguing and fussing. Young men, he wants you selling drugs. Woo! Put on the whole armor of God. But see, you got to make that choice to put it on. We put on our favorite shirt, put on our favorite tie. I almost didn't wear this suit, so I said, I'm out of season. It's after September 1st. I can't wear it. That's too bright for after September. But you know what? He said, put it on, son. Put it on. Put it on. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Johnny. Johnny said, I'm sure. Thank you. I try to watch, Eric is so fashionably on it. I just be trying to watch Eric to see what's appropriate, you know. Oh, Lord. Okay. Let's get back to this, because I want to finish in just a few minutes. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I want to read this out of I thank God for love the King James, but listen to what the Living Bible says. Listen to what the Living Bible says. He says, verse 10 says, last of all, I want to remind you that your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. The Lord's mighty power within you. How many of y'all know that you have a mighty power within you? Okay. Let's go there for a second. Most of us rely on our own self-effort doing right. Well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And because I do this and because I do that, God's going to bless me. No. You can do all the stuff you want to, and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have no power. You're just doing right. Amen? It's about the Holy Spirit, and folks don't want to talk about the Holy Spirit no more. Now I know how our big mama and them made it over, because they was always talking about the Holy Ghost. I remember the song that said, the Holy Ghost saved me, the Holy Ghost brought me out, the Holy Ghost set me free. Woo! I got nothing but the Holy Ghost. Y'all remember that song? It was early one morning, just about the break of day. You know, Jesus, he touched me, and he washed all my sins away. Come on. I started running. I started shouting. I couldn't find no way to doubt him. Oh, I found nothing but the Holy Ghost. Tony, we're going to do that one. If we would depend on what we have, with my brothers and sisters, you have something valuable within you, and it's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit. You know that little voice that talks in the back of your mind when you at work and Johnny tripping, you'd be like, man, I ought to just. And then the Holy Spirit, then something tell you, no. Quit acting like that. Don't be acting a fool. I got this. Amen. And then when you listen to the Holy Spirit, the next day, that's your best friend. He make your coffee and everything. Don't even put nothing in it. Don't put no sugar. Don't put no Miss Celia spit or nothing in it. He just make you a good cup of coffee. Are y'all with me? Amen? We have the whole, and that's the thing, my brothers and sisters, we don't want to tap into what we have a great resource in the Holy Spirit. But we don't want to tap into it. We're scared of him. He's with us all the time. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I'm his own. That's when you know part of you tells you that you're worthless, but then something else say, no, but you are somebody. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you. Hallelujah, church. Woo! If we would use what we have to fight with, when the doctor tells us you sick, beyond repair, ain't nothing else we can do for you, and then you rely, then you listen to the Holy Spirit then. Why not do it all the time? Y'all gonna pray with me this morning? Let me tell y'all something. Well, you know, when you talk about the wiles of the devil, and we're going to get there in a second, the wiles of the devil, the schemes of the devil. That's what another version says, the schemes of the devil. How many of y'all know that he has some schemes? How many of you have been caught up in his schemes? They never work out. We're talking about fighting in the Lord's strength. Amen? Your pastor, and I shared this on Wednesday night. How many of y'all love your kids? How many of you will fight for your kids? You bet you can mess with me all you want to, but don't you mess with my babies. Anybody else in here like that? How many of y'all would show your tail over your babies? I know some of y'all done it before. I heard about it. You up there at that school showing out. My son went to a football game the other night. I'm not going to say what football game he went to or what school it was at. But, you know, I figured Khalil would get a pass because, you know, he don't really look. You know, like he would cause problems, I don't think. Does he? No, I'm not going to say that. But anyway, he was at a football game with his little girlfriend, and they were getting ready to go, and it was a couple of his partners. Because I tell him, certain places you go, you know, Ty, sometimes we just got to keep it real with our kids. Certain places you go, bro, you don't go by yourself. So you take two or three witnesses. Amen? Okay, so Him and his boys, a couple of them, walking out the game, you know, and I'm sure they were swagged out, you know. His little girlfriend was with him. And the principal came up and grabbed her. Are you safe? Come here, let me talk to you. Are you safe with them? Where are you going? She said, that's my boyfriend. Well, are you safe with them? Oh, look, some of y'all mad now. See, I had to calm Brother Ricks down. He getting mad again, all over again. Brother Ricks, let it go, brother. He was swole up Wednesday night. But let me tell y'all. So, yo, pastor. See, I'm going to tell y'all about the wiles of the devil. And see how he'll mess with you? See how he'll mess with you? So my plan was, and this, you know what? This is why I got to preach this today. Because let me show you how the Holy Spirit will work. Woo! I'm locked and loaded. I'm cocked and ready. I said, who, your little girlfriend? I don't know. You know, I don't know why she did that. And then she was telling me everything. And she said this, and she said this. And oh. Walk around looking for something. I had to wait all weekend. I preached last Sunday with this in me. This is Roberta. I was going to get her. I said, so I looked on the website when I got to work Monday morning. I'm shaking. I couldn't find her. Oh, that's the name. That's the one. Yes, this is Shannon McGuire. If you would, please give me a call back as soon as you have an opportunity. I understand there was an incident, a ball game the other night involving Khalil McGuire. Just wanted to check and see if he was appropriate, if there was a problem. Get a call back. I'm ready. Because I done practiced. And y'all practice how you was going to show out. Woo! I done pulled out my race card and read the back of it, and I'm going to use all this. Because I got unlimited credit on that race card. Call me back. She called me back. I missed it. I called her back. Oh, hold on 1 second. They knew who I was when I could tell, because I deal with dodging folks. There's some folk I don't want to talk to at work, so they knew. Soon as she got on the phone, she said, Mr. McGuire, this is, you're that pastor. You're the pastor from down there at Arthur City of the Orange Chapel Church. Now I can't show ID. You see now how the Holy Spirit worked? Because, see, I was Khalil's daddy. Woo! I was Khalil's daddy. I had daddy written all over me, and I was finna show out. But look how the Holy Spirit works. She identified me as being the pastor. And so, Roberta, I couldn't do what I planned on doing. Matter of fact, I was going to get up on my attorney's name and say, you need to give her a call. Sounds like y'all need to have a conversation. Man, my son was embarrassed. Oh, I had my whole little speech. I wasn't going to act too crazy, but I'm going to act a little crazy. But the wiles of the devil, but look how the Holy Spirit works. The one who I thought was the enemy identified me as who I was. Woo! Hallelujah, church. And let me tell you something. The enemy, he's stupid. He ain't got no sense. And you know what? After that conversation, it ain't even worth. It ain't even worth me fooling with. You know why? I tell you what, she won't mess with him no more. She won't mess with him no more. Because that woman had to lie to me for 10 minutes. I wouldn't hang up. I just let her keep talking. You know why she had a... She was studying it. Why'd you have to deal with him? Did he look like a... Did he have a pistol out? Was she kicking and screaming? Oh, no! No, we were looking for somebody else, and okay, all right, what's going on? But you know, was she kicking and screaming? So why'd you have to do, you know? But anyway, at the end of the day, guys, we have to be careful about the devil and how he works. Amen? Amen? All right, that is totally not my sermon, but I think you got what I'm talking about. I'm going to read this from the Living Bible, and then we're ready to go home. Did y'all get something out of that this morning? All right. Listen to this, my brothers and sisters. He says, last of all, I'm at verse 10, but this is in the Living Bible. Last of all, I want to remind you that your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. You have it in you. But of all of God's armor, so that you will be able to stand safe against all strategies and tricks of Satan. Listen, verse 12, for we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against persons without bodies, evil rulers of the unseen world, those mighty satanic beings and great evil princes of darkness who rule this world, and against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world. Did y'all see that? My brothers and sisters, see, we're fighting against some big and bad stuff. But we have to fight this battle in his strength, because if you try to fight this battle in your own strength, you will lose. How many of us have lost battles because we've done it the way we wanted to do it? If I had cussed that woman out, then that would have been a reflection not only on me, my family, but every last one of you, because y'all walk around with them Orange Chapel t-shirts on. Amen? And that woman could have said, oh my, he cussed, oh my God, that's a preacher? He calls himself a preacher? Oh my, who goes to that church? Oh my God. And then y'all be up trying to defend me, and I make y'all look bad, you wrong. Some of y'all went, never mind. I'm finna tell y'all where it was. I would have made all of us look bad. But when the enemy, he's so stupid, he identified me as who I was. And then the spirit within me said, boy, you know who you are. Don't you do that. Don't you act like that. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is dealing with you on some of this stuff y'all doing. Some of these places y'all going. Some of these ways that we acting. The Holy Spirit is telling you when you go there, you need to get out of here. You need to quit saying that. You better than this. Stop making us look bad. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh. Y'all got to remember that. Look at verse 13. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks. And when it is all over, you will still be standing. I'm still standing because I use the power that God gave me. Now, he had to remind me, and he'll always remind us. He'll never leave you nor forsake you in battle. Amen. Our God is not a coward. Are y'all going to pray with me? He's not a coward at all. He's going to stand up when you are the weakest. See, I was weak at that moment because you messing with my babies. But God stood up at that moment and said, preacher, don't you do it. Preacher, don't you say it. It was his strength that kept me from making a fool out of me. Woo! And a fool out of you. We love to talk about the OC. Yeah, I go to the OC. Oh, your preacher is a fool. Look at this. But to do this, he says, listen. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks. And when it is all over, you will still be standing. But to do this, you will need the strong belt of truth. Hallelujah. And the breastplate of God's approval. Wear shoes that are able to speed you on as you preach the good news of peace with God. In every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. Y'all see that? You're going to need faith to shield the fiery arrows aimed at you. The things that he's throwing at us, my brothers and sisters, is fire. Amen? Are y'all with me? And you will need the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It goes on verse 18 to say, pray all the time. Ask God for anything in line with the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit wishes. Plead with him. Remind him of your needs and keep praying earnestly for all Christians everywhere. Are y'all going to pray with me? My brothers and sisters, in order for us to defeat Satan, the wiles of the devil, amen, amen, to be successful when he's throwing fiery darts, amen, we're going to have to put on the whole armor of God. Amen? And allow the Holy Spirit to do his work. Amen? That's all I have for you today. Let's give Lord a hand and clap of praise. I hope somebody was helped by what we talked about today. Amen? Because I'm telling you, guys, more times than not, we lose the battle. We lose the battle with Satan. We're doing a study on Satan right now, and we're talking about Satan's snares in Bible study, and that's why I'm here, because I'm in this right now, because Satan's snares, that is something that what he does with snares, and when he sets snares, Snares are set in the path of where we always go. Amen. And y'all, most of the time we run into trouble. We run into trouble doing our regular everyday routine. Amen. Amen. My son ran into trouble just going to a ball game like most kids do on Friday nights. Amen. Some of us are going to run into a snare tomorrow morning when we go to work. Some of us are going to run into a snare this evening when we run into that brother or that sister. Some of us might even run into a snare this morning. You know, sometimes folks come to church, be rolling their eyes at each other. I hope that don't happen here because we'll fix that real quick. Amen. Because this ain't the place for it. Amen. But I think God has placed us here together, and I think this is an awesome church, and I think this is an awesome place to be, and I see God moving in each and every one of our lives. Amen. Amen. So guess what, my brother says? You can't beat the devil up on your strength. You tried it before and got your tail toe up. If you truly want to defeat Satan, you truly want to be able to stand the wiles of the devil, amen, consult with Emmanuel. Consult with God. Keep a line of communication with him, and he will direct your every path. And you know what? If he's directing your path, he said he'll be a what? A lamp unto our light into our feet, lamp to our path. There you go. I know it's right. I got to get it right quick. He don't even know that. He'll light that path up so we can see where we're going. Amen. Some of y'all just walking in the darkness. Some of us are walking in the darkness. Amen. Time to turn on the lights. We're supposed to be the light of the world. And if we don't light up, guess what? So, y'all know there's somebody following each and every one of us? Woo, hallelujah. Somebody won't be just like you, young man. Young lady, somebody won't be just like you. Johnny, somebody won't be just like you. Guess what? Better turn on your light, brother. Turn on your light. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light. As long as we follow him, we can't go wrong. Let's follow Jesus. Amen? All right. I'm done for the second time. If there's anybody here that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today will be a great day to accept Jesus so you can be successful when the devil attacks.